in this week's Blizz Pro Weekly, an upcoming Diablo charity event, HCT Summer Championship participants finalize, Overwatch's anniversary event, a new comic in World of Warcraft, and Heroes players are upset about loot chests. And what did the dev team do in response? Welcome to episode 2 of Blizz Pro Weekly. I'm your host, J.R. Cook, and the date today is Friday, May 25th, 2018. I just wanted to thank everyone who listened to our first episode and gave us some feedback last week. I'm listening and trying to improve, and please feel free to contact me at any time if you have anything else you'd like to see me change or get better at. With that said, though, this episode is going to kind of start out on some rather sad news. As I'm sure many of you are aware, popular content creator John Bain, known on the internet as Total Biscuit, has passed away this week at the age of 33. John was diagnosed with cancer 4 years ago. He fought hard, he put it in remission, and then it came back with a vengeance before ultimately taking his life. For those who don't know, John was one of the members responsible for WoW Radio back in the day. It's a popular show on Fridays called Blue Please. From there, he took off and started doing video content on YouTube, and became a champion for indie games and also for gamers. He was an advocate for the consumer and was harshly against things like microtransactions in video games. He never forgot his roots, though, with Blizzard Entertainment Games, and he was a giant force in StarCraft II. He was a caster, a team owner, and he ran several events with his own money. John leaves behind his wife, Jenna, and his son, Orion. It's a sad week in the Blizzard community because it's lost a giant in the industry. My thoughts are with John's family at this time as they go through the grieving process, and he will be missed. With that said, let's hop over to some Diablo news.
Stay a while and listen.
Last Friday, we received the end date of Season 13 and start date for Season 14. With that knowledge, it is only a matter of time before we get the official blog post for Season 14, Rewards, Starting Sets, and Conquests. Stay tuned to the Blizz Pro Diablo site for when that information becomes available, as well as our own Season 14 information mega post. It is your one-stop shop for all your seasonal needs. Diablo community member and streamer Wolfcrier is getting the fourth hashtag LWAC level with a cause charity event ready for Season 14 starting weekend of June 15th. These three-day events rally many of the Diablo 3 streaming community to help raise awareness of the chosen charity and raise money for it at the same time. For this season, Wolfcrier has gone back to where it all began, with the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. The goal for this hashtag LWAC event is $5,000, but past campaigns have far exceeded that. To get further information to learn how you can donate or even take part in helping the campaign yourself, visit www.levelwiththecause.com. Now let's get over to that Hearthstone news.
Pull up a chair by the hearth.
The HCT summer playoffs have ended this past weekend with the Asia Pacific playoffs. The top four, Jinsu, Glory, Blood Trail, and Tansoku, will go on to face the top four in China, Europe, and America at the Summer Championship, which will take place at the Blizzard Arena in Los Angeles from June 28th through July 1st. Tansoku and Glory become the first two competitors from Japan to compete in the HCT Championship Series. China advance Liao, Rugal, Yoyai, and Zhao Ti. Representing Europe is Turna, Viper, A83650, and Bunnyhopper. And representing the Americas is Race from Brazil, Nalgudin from Argentina, and the USA's own Dog and Killin' All Day. If you'd like to hear some insight on one of the championship's competitors, make sure to go back and listen to Well Met Podcast episode 154, which was released last week, where we had Killin' All Day as a guest host. The balance changes we talked about last week went live on May 22nd, and the meta has shaken up a little bit more. The meta has yet to settle, and we're probably going to see a couple more weeks before things truly get straightened out. But right now it appears Aggro Mage, Big Mage, Token Druid, Odd Rogue, and Even Shaman seem to be the big winners. Despite the nerfs, Spiteful Druid and Control Warlock are still overly powerful. We should be releasing a new Blizzard Ladder Optimizer in the next week, once things start calming down in the meta. Now let's talk about Heroes of the Storm.
Nobody's going to pay to see this.
The latest in-game event, Nexomania, was released on Tuesday. This wrestling-themed event tasks players with choosing between Sonya and Lunara as their wrestling tag team partner. Once a player chooses a partner, they have to play games and complete various challenges during those games to unlock new portraits, sprays, and the El Guapo announcer. Players can also earn or purchase special Nexomania loot chests, which are guaranteed to contain at least one item from this year's Nexomania event or last year's Suns Out Guns Out event. Speaking of loot chests, after some initial pushback from players who are unhappy that they are just as likely to get an item from last year's event as they were to get an item from the Nexomania event, the dev team has announced that they are increasing the likelihood of loot chests containing Nexomania items instead of Suns Out items. They even went so far as to replace any loot chests that players had purchased with new chests with the adjusted drop rates. There are also complaints about the large size and price of the Nexomania bundles. The team has said that going forward, they will also be releasing smaller skin packs in addition to the big event bundles. The Diablo and Lunara reworks that were mentioned on last week's show also went live this week. Early returns based on information from HOTS logs shows Diablo down 10.5% in Hero League, with Lunara being up 2%. Heroes of the Storm also quietly celebrated its third anniversary this week. Players who log in between now and June 11th will receive a commemorative third anniversary spray, portrait, and banner. With Memorial Day weekend coming up, it's fitting that this week's Heroes Brawl is Pool Party. Grab your favorite floating device and head on down to the pool to practice dodging skill shots. Pro tip, go north-south, not east-west. Now let's talk about Overwatch.
The world could always use more heroes.
The Overwatch 2nd Anniversary event started May 22nd and brings new skins, a new deathmatch map, Petra, game modes including competitive free for all deathmatch, and a few hero changes as well. Those hero changes are something like Ana, which the darts now pass through allies at full health. Ana can now nano boost herself in free-for-all modes, and clip sizes increase from 10 to 14. Brigitte had her armor provided per ally during her ultimate rally reduced from 150 to 100, and shield bash cooldown increased from 5 to 6 seconds. Hanzo as well had damage from storm arrows reduced to 70 for each arrow instead of 80. Rialto, the newest payload map, is now included in the competitive ladder map pool. To go along with the anniversary event, there will be a free-to-play weekend from May 25th to 28th, so you're hearing it right now, you might as well jump on. It's a perfect chance to get more friends into Overwatch. Overwatch LEGO was also announced this week, but no word on what the sets will look like just yet. But it does sound like there is an event coming up at the end of this month where we might start seeing those revealed, like a licensed event there in Vegas. Finally, the second stage of Overwatch World Cup voting has commenced. Head over to worldcup.playoverwatch.com to vote for who you think should be community lead for your country. If you're ranked in the top 150 in competitive on PC, PS4, or Xbox, you can also vote on who you think should be your nation's head coach. Just a word of that real quick, though. If you head over there, community lead, you might know John Horseman, otherwise known as Kick Tripod, one of my former co-hosts from Well Met. He is up for one of the community leads for the USA. So definitely go out there and give him a vote. Now let's just hop over and talk about World of Warcraft.
Here's the beef.
A new Battle for Azeroth comic featuring Jaina called Reunion published on the World of Warcraft community site this week. The comic shows Jaina coming back to her home in Kul Tiras, and highlights some of the challenges she might face with her people there as they decide if they should side with the Alliance or not. The WoW dev team has changed their stance on the ability to unlock one artifact appearance even after Legion has ended. Instead of being removed, the Keystone Master achievement, which grants an artifact appearance for completing a plus 15 or higher mythic dungeon, will be obtainable for completing a plus 15 or higher Battle for Azeroth Keystone Dungeon. Legion Keystone Dungeons will still count towards your requirement until August 13th, when the achievement will be unavailable until Mythic Keystones unlock a few weeks after the launch of Battle for Azeroth. At this time, no changes have been made to the ability to unlock other appearances, leaving the Mage Tower the only appearance anticipated to become unavailable after the launch of Battle for Azeroth. So I think that does it for this week's episode of BlizzPro Weekly. If you'd like to email the show with any questions, we'd love to answer them. You can also do so by emailing us at info@blizzpro.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Eldorian, or follow at BlizzPro for future podcast updates. A big thanks to those that helped writing this week's episode. That would be like Palimanus, Kitchen, Red Rhino, Dreadscythe, and Alebeard. All of those guys have helped write all of this, and it's very much appreciated. Anyway, we'll see you guys all next week.